The contents of this wrinkled paper grocery bag may hold the key that'll help solve the world's Tamiflu shortage.
We've collected bags of these, and they come green, so when you get them, these...
That's Dr. Thomas Poon, a professor of chemistry at Scripps. What he's got inside this bag are dozens of sweet gum pods, the small spiky fruit from a sweet gum tree.
We can just leave them in the bag and let them dehydrate over time. Or we can put them in a container like this and put them in a conventional oven, which we have in another room.
Baked at a low temperature, the pores of these cherry-sized pods open.
And then you just shake this, and there's all the seed material. And it's from the seeds that we get the shikimic acid from.
Shikimic acid, it's the main building block, the holy grail, if you will, of Tamiflu. And until now, the main source has been star anise, the spicy fruit of a small tree native to southern China and Southeast Asia. But since the bird flu scare, it's been tough to collect enough star anise to produce a steady flow of Tamiflu.
And so if you look carefully, you can see hundreds of them, even thousands. I bet you if you counted all of them, it'd run into the thousands.
It was while searching for yet undiscovered compounds in common sweet gum trees like this one outside his office that Dr. Poon and a research student made their discovery.
It turned out people had looked at the sweet gum tree for compounds, but they had been looking in the bark and in the wood and in the leaves and not in the fruit. We didn't see any literature reports on the fruit. So we thought, well, okay, the fruit hasn't been looked at, therefore the seeds haven't been looked at. And so let's look at the seeds. And we didn't know what we would get, but eventually we found that there was abundance of this one compound.
By Poon's estimates, the seeds from just one sweet gum tree could yield enough shikimic acid for about 150 doses of Tamiflu. But it's not clear if the drug's main producers, Roche Pharmaceuticals and Gilead Sciences, are biting. The companies have already made it clear that relying on shikimic acid plucked from the wild is not efficient science. Instead, they're investing in laboratory-produced shikimic acid. But that process is in its early stages, and it's costly and time-consuming. So at least in the short term, says Dr. Poon, shikimic acid extracted from the seeds of gum tree pods might be a good alternative.
For example, if there were a natural disaster in Southeast Asia that wiped out the star anise crop, or if other companies wanted to get involved in this. This is another source now that is unpatented, right? And they can use this source. But like I said before, you know, you have to pluck off all of these fruit, yeah. Right? So you have to find a way to get it.
And the research isn't over. In the coming months, Dr. Poon and his student researchers at Scripps College will try to come up with a cheaper, more efficient way to extract shikimic acid from gum trees. And in the process, they might help reduce the spread of and panic about avian flu. In Claremont, Stephen Cuevas, 89.3 KPCC.